driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hi, this is Nancy Becker, your Recorder of Deeds here in Montgomery County. I'd like to read a quote by Sidney Sheldon. "My heroes are those who risk their lives every day to protect our world and to make it a better place. Police, firefighters, and members of our armed forces. God bless America."
Broadcasting live from historic West Norriton Township,
this is AM 1180.
AM 1180. WFYL, King of Prussia, Philadelphia.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Dave Anthony.
The Freddie Gray situation was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Setting off riots in Baltimore right after the funeral for the black man who died in police custody.
The young folks of the community showing decades old of anger, frustration for a system that's failed them.
And City Councilman Nick Mosby, but Police Commissioner Anthony Batt says they weren't protesting.
This is just criminal acts doing damage to a community.
Setting buildings on fire, jumping on and smashing police cars, injuring 15 officers. The governor's declared a state of emergency. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland is live in Baltimore.
The National Guard is here in Baltimore as authorities try to put a stop to the looting and arson. They rolled into the city shortly after midnight as leaders conceded they'd lost control. What began as a confrontation between young people and police spiraled out of control. Buildings burned to the ground, including a senior center that was under construction. Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake has ordered a citywide curfew starting tonight at 10. Dave.
Rachel, gay marriage is allowed in 36 states, but the legal debate rages on. Today, the Supreme Court gets involved. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live outside it.
Demonstrations are picking up. In some cases, supporters and opponents of same-sex marriage have spent days out here outside the court. A group calling themselves street preachers, waving banners with scripture. Same-sex couples are out here too, demanding to be treated as any other family under the law. Inside, arguments will focus on the 14th Amendment and whether it requires states to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. 2.5 hours planned for those arguments, far more than the usual hour for arguments here, Dave.
Jared, people with broken legs and other serious injuries finally rescued from remote Nepal villages devastated by Saturday's massive earthquake. Supplies sent in, at least 4,400 people are dead.
The international aid workers with their sniffer dogs and their detection equipment are starting to move in now. There were substantial aftershocks on Sunday, and they're still continuing, by the way. Last night we were woken up, middle of the night.
Sky News' Colin Bergier in Kathmandu. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
What do half the Fortune 500 companies all have in common? They choose Regus to quickly and easily take the hassle out of finding office space. Regus provides offices, technology, and support staff for companies large and small, so they get up and running fast. Customized solutions from short-term to long-term, all on your terms. And with Regus managing the details, you're free to do your best work. So when you're ready to take your business to the next level, Regus is there. Regus, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES now.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The first witnesses will take the stand today at James Holmes' trial in Colorado for the 2012 movie theater massacre. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal's live in Englewood.
Dave, a notebook James Holmes sent his university psychiatrist before the movie theater shooting was a focal point in opening statements yesterday. Arapahoe County DA George Brockler says it detailed his plans to kill after failures in school and with his girlfriend, that he thought about serial murder.
There's too much evidence, easily caught, and you know what? Not enough kills. So now he thinks about mass murder.
Holmes attorney Dan King also read from that notebook.
Moral imbeciles are those who side with zero or negative infinity.
He says Holmes was quickly descending into a schizophrenic state, Dave.
Jessica, Robert Pruitt will be getting a lethal injection tonight in Texas unless the U.S. Supreme Court intervenes. His lawyers claim he's innocent in a 1999 murder and that advances in DNA testing will eventually show that. Don McLean famously sang in American Pie. It was
the day the music died.
A plane crash that will not be reinvestigated after all.
Buddy Holly, Richie Havens, and the Big Bopper died along with 21-year-old charter pilot Roger Peterson when their plane crashed near Clear Lake, Iowa in the early morning hours of February 3, 1959, shortly after taking off in a snowstorm. Investigators then blamed pilot error. Retired pilot L.J. Kuhn asked the NTSB to reopen the probe, looking into other factors. Though NTSB officials say he got their attention, Kuhn did not provide any new information to merit reopening the case. Jay Metzler, Fox News Radio.
Japan's prime minister will have dinner at the White House tonight, talking with the president about strengthening economic ties and about a Pacific Rim trade deal. Tomorrow, Shinzo Abe will address Congress. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Gossett, one of the many voices of News Talk 1180 WFYL AM on your radio dial. Streaming worldwide online 24/7 at 1180WFYL.com. If you like what you hear, please consider becoming a WFYL advertiser. We provide quality programming with local and national hosts, expert political commentators who cover a wide variety of topics about local and national issues of the day. If you'd like to attract more business, more clients, or more customers, try advertising with us. Write to us, info@1180WFYL.com. Or call us at the station, 610-539-1783. That's 610-539-1783. Or by email at info@1180WFYL.com. Find out more about us and listen online anytime at 1180WFYL.com. King of Prussia, Philadelphia. To protect freedom of speech, God bless America.
It's a new day on 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. Mike Levin's here. You could call in at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255, or toll free at 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. Let your voice be heard this morning. Today, a historic day, as we're on the heels, unfortunately, of violent protests in Baltimore. And the Supreme Court ruling today on homosexual marriage. That's right, it's a new day. We're going to talk about all those issues and more. We also have guests coming in that we will be interviewing April 5th or 8:15 for our spotlight. And we've got much more lined up in the program, the Ukrainian update and daily baseball. So much for you. We're going, though, to move in and delve into more on this issue today facing us of homosexual marriage and what that means. Again, thank you for joining the program. If you just tuned in, welcome. Welcome to WFYL's It's a New Day. Again, working for your liberty. Now, let's go ahead and talk about homosexual marriage. This is such a touchy issue. It's such a multifaceted issue, and it has so much going on in it. We have to be so careful, and we have to, because of the strong emotional ties into not only homosexuality, if that's a lifestyle, but to the cause of it as well, that more often than not, homosexuality has to do with some kind, and it's terrible to say, some kind of abuse, some kind of tragic occurrence in a person's life. And it's not something that can be ignored. it's not something that can merely be something that is that is reduced to this is what you believe and it's wrong, you need to change and believe this. That is true, but what also is true is that there's a reason. There's always a reason. There's always a reason for why someone believes something. Our scripture of the day again is Mark. That's chapter 4, verse 9. Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear. And there are arguments that are pressed on this issue that have to do with this is nothing of your business. Why are you meddling in it? Why are you getting involved in other people's lifestyles? And what I would like to put forward to those who argue that is that because beliefs, and this is actually on another program, but beliefs don't seem to matter much anymore in our country today. They don't seem to hold swing. And they don't because those who say that they're not worth much just simply believe that their beliefs are right and that yours are wrong. And they use the same argument that they are right and you are wrong in order to combat your argument that you are right and they are wrong. And there's no meeting in between. There is no acknowledgement that maybe there is a right and there is a wrong. Not a, well, I believe this is right, so you are wrong. Because I can believe so many things are right when indeed they're wrong. Have you ever heard of NAMBLA? National Association for Man-Boy Love. They are advocates for pedophiles. For men who long to have romantic relationships with young boys. They actually have a video on YouTube. I forget what it's called. But I'm sure if you type in the search bar NAMBLA, NAMBLA, you'll be able to find it. They advocate and lobby for pedophilia to be legalized because they believe that a man and a boy should have the right to share their love for one another in a sexual way and that they have no problem with that. See, what they believe is that sexual acts between a man and a boy are right. They do not believe that there is anything that should prohibit or inhibit them from that. See, I believe that homosexuality is wrong, not because I believe it's merely wrong, not because I feel that way today and may change tomorrow. I believe that homosexuality is wrong because I believe that there is a definite right and wrong that I cannot change, no matter how hard I try. Even if I wanted homosexuality to be right, I can't make it right because I can't change it. Those are my beliefs. And today we have a strong opinion on beliefs, don't we, as a country? We have a strong opinion on our opinions. Our opinions have to be justified. And they have to be right.
And if they're faced with anything that says they're not right, then those opinions that face our own must fall underneath the weight and pressure and yelling of our opinions. And that is how we reason and debate today. We reason and debate because our opinions must be louder than yours, because there is no right and wrong. There is simply the louder voice. And the louder voice at the end of the day is the one that's going to triumph, not the right voice. Why did it change in the DSM, the psychological manual used for diagnosis of psychological disorders, whether it be schizophrenia, obsessive compulsive disorder, major depressive disorder? Why was homosexuality marked as a pathology in that manual years ago and is not today? Because the voices and opinions that said that homosexuality is completely right outweighed the opinions that said homosexuality is wrong in the psychological community. Not homosexuality is wrong no matter how many people believe it's right. And that's the point I'm trying to get at today. See, people don't have a tolerance for people that believe something is bigger than themselves. And that's why so many people take issue with how the Christian believes on homosexuality. Because they believe that there is an authority that is higher than themselves that they themselves cannot change simply on a whim, as the rest of the world may do. They believe that they are answerable one day to something higher, and that their beliefs then are the most important thing to them in their life. And yes, they're willing to risk their job, they're willing to risk their home, they're willing to risk their family to stand for those, even when everyone else says that they're wrong, because they answer to something higher. And that's always been the problem with us Christians. We've never answered to a man. We've always answered to God. You could call in at 610-539-8255. Let your voice be heard this morning. 610-539-TALK. Or toll free at 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. We're going to have a guest come in this next segment, and we're going to bring them on to speak with us here in the station for a spotlight segment. Thank you for listening this morning. We're going to have that and much more coming up ahead on the program for you, so stay right there. And we'll get into that, and also we'll talk a little bit more about Baltimore and the situation there. And a wonderful story I want to encourage you with: ministers locking arms to quell the violent protests in Baltimore. That's a story that you need to hear. Not merely that cars were bombed out and that the city was set on fire, but you need to hear what ministers of God are doing in that city to quell the violence. That and much more here on 1180 WFYL's It's a New Day. We'll be back. Welcome to 1180 WFYL's It's a New Day. You can call in at 610-539-8255, 610-539-TALK, or toll-free at 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180.
1180. We have a very special guest with us in this morning for our spotlight interview. We always like to bring in either local ministries or businesses that are doing their part in the community, fulfilling a need in the community. And we have someone doing just that this morning. We have Michael Novak in studio with us this morning. And I'll let him go ahead and tell you a little bit about what he does. And why don't we, Michael, I have to say, you picked quite a day to be on the program. The Supreme Court today, and we're not going to go into this, but the Supreme Court today ruling, or not ruling, the Supreme Court beginning to hear arguments on homosexual marriage and, of course, everything happening in Baltimore. You picked quite a day to come into our studio.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day, actually.
Well, we
can look at every day in that same way. So
it is a nice day. The weather is pretty nice outside. But go ahead and tell me a little bit about what you do in our community.
Okay, Life Stewardship Advisors. We are a firm that maybe had its roots in traditional financial estate planning, but what's most important is that we try to emphasize the expertise that we have in charitable estate planning, and even more so, to get at the root of where people's hearts are, basically from a life stewardship perspective. Because planning isn't only about just the financial, which is a very, very important component. But if you take into consideration all the resources that God has given us and encompass those into your planning, you get to the most comprehensive, most heartfelt plan that you can possibly have. And this usually translates down to what we would call a life stewardship planning process.
Now, how then is a life stewardship planning process different than how most financial planning offices do their business?
Well, I think in a sense, you've just hit the nail on the head. Financial planning usually has only to do with the financial. What we do is we really start at the things that matter most to people. And for years, I've listened to different kinds of people doing research and surveys and studies. And people want planners. They want advisors to just listen to what matters to them. And when you bring it down to a Christian perspective, you really are understanding the things of the heart. This is life stewardship.
So then, you're really hitting on, if I'm understanding this correctly, you're really hitting on the real desires, I guess, of the individual, what they want to do with their money?
Exactly. Because, you see, most people would agree, Christian and non-Christian would agree, that there's a plan and a purpose for their lives. For the Christian, God's got a plan and a purpose for our lives. What we try to emphasize or add to that is that He also intends for us to reach our full potential through that. And when you get to that perspective, then you start saying that how can we then start starting by that very fundamental scriptural principle. God's got a plan and a purpose. He also intends for you to reach your full potential. Then how does the planning support all that? That's the key to begin to get clarity on that part of your life.
So what do you mean, if you could explain a little bit, full potential? For me, like scripturally, go ahead and if you could elaborate
sure,
on that, that'd
sure.
be great.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we can go back to multiple, both Old and New Testament, that God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. But we fail to think about all the way back in Genesis, the blessing through the seed of Abraham for all nations to reach their full potential. That is what exactly that blessing means. And as followers of Jesus Christ, you know, we're engrafted into that same family. It is an incredible inheritance that we have. That, you know, if you logically follow that the same potential that Abraham had thousands of years before Christ is the same potential that exists in every Christian today.
Okay.
So we start with that premise. We start with that understanding, and that's something that isn't very clear to people for the most part today.
That understanding that we have a full potential in the blessings that God has for us?
Sure, because think about all the things that He has given us stewardship responsibilities for. I know that, like, even in my industry, there's a high emphasis on the financial, which is a very important component. But what about all the stuff that we've been given, all the things that we have responsibility there? how about our bodies? You know, there's a lot of emphasis today on taking care of our bodies, and that's absolutely true. Our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Financial is a component, as I mentioned. What about our vocation? Like, what about you do, Michael? You're an expert in that. Or where everybody else is, those spheres of influence. Then we all have time. What are we doing with our time? Are we, you know, wasting it with unimportant, you know, non-urgent type of things? Or are we focusing on the things that really matter well? Relationships. How about that component? Did you ever think about all the people we have relationship with, not just our spouse or our children, but people we work with, people we engage with in all kinds of different activities? And if you can kind of imagine that as a circle, and that component in the center is God, that's the spiritual component. Now, this is not something mystic or whatever. It really just is to show that there are parts of our lives that need to be in balance. Ephesians teaches us to live a life worthy of the calling we have received. The translation actually is to balance the scales within God's plan and purpose for our lives. So when we're able to do that, you know, we're able to have a manifestation of greater potential, full potential in that regard. And we feel that if what Colossians teaches us, that God can hold this universe, you know, that's so delicately in balance. If he can hold that together, he can certainly hold each and every one of our lives together, thereby giving us understanding what the plan and purpose for our lives is.
And I will say that most divorces, the large amount of divorces, are caused over finances.
That's very true.
And finances are a huge part of our lives. And if you ever want to know what someone is really doing with their life, their checkbook is very telling. So you've written a book on this full potential, or you're writing. I'm sorry, you're writing a book on this full potential.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you drawing? I'm guessing you're drawing on a lot of personal experience.
Right, being in 25 plus years in this industry as an independent, right out of the box, to try to stay as objective, adding these various levels of expertise, particularly the last 12 years have been these learnables. Recognizing that people were actually beginning to talk about life planning, and really it's about life stewardship. That's where the planning really comes into play. Because when you follow this paradigm, if you can sort of follow what I'm saying about keeping life in balance, that if we do it in the right way, there's stages of planning. And you would probably appreciate this, that sometimes we have to be handheld and spoon-fed initially on the front end. We're willing to do that. That's a very important component. And then we're coached. It's a little bit less of that. But then eventually, the individual should be able to begin to take over, only from a supervising standpoint, then leading to delegating, which is more responsibility, ultimate, and then finally out to the achievement and the realization of vision, which is full potential. So the two components, if you could kind of imagine sort of just a curve where the training and the coaching kind of rises, and then it reaches over the top. You get over the hump to supervising and delegating. From a Christian perspective, if you can think about those people who are being trained as new converts and those who are being coached as disciples, those who are being supervised as workers, those who are being delegated responsibility as leaders, you can kind of begin to bring this back, and you can see the congruence with the way that Jesus Christ raised, or I should say, he equipped those 12 apostles. It's exactly the same model. We're just applying the same paradigm to 21st century America. That's why the planning works all the time.
Okay, we're going to be back with Michael Novak here, continuing the interview on It's a New Day, 1180 WFYL. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. People are out sweeping the streets in Baltimore. Firefighters are tending to buildings and police cars burned in riots that started yesterday, lasting into the night.
Mayhem broke loose. People were throwing rocks at each other. The police shot a can of tear gas towards them.
15 police officers are hurt. Fox's Peter Ducey on the state of emergency in Baltimore.
There could be as many as 5,000 National Guard personnel as events warrant. Also, as many as 1,500 Maryland State Police troopers. We're told at least 24 rioters were arrested out of the hundreds or thousands that we saw wreaking havoc. And today is going to be interesting because the Baltimore schools are closed.
10 o'clock curfews in place for a week starting tonight. The violence started after Freddie Gray's funeral. He died with a spinal injury a week after his arrest. This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Freedom is not a gift bestowed upon us by other men, but a right that belongs to us by the laws of God and nature. A quote from Benjamin Franklin.
My name is Nancy Becker, and I am your recorder of deeds here in Montgomery County. It's very important for the veterans to be aware that they should record their DD-214 or military discharge in the recorder of deeds office. This is important because when a veteran passes, the funeral director will usually contact the recorder of deeds office so that they can arrange for a military funeral. And this relieves the burden of family members of trying to find this very important document. But the most important reason is that we are now issuing a veteran's photo ID card that entitles the veterans to discounts and incentives from nearly 400 businesses here in Montgomery County. All the veteran has to do is come into the Recorder of Deeds office at 1 Montgomery Plaza in Norristown. Parking is always free for our veterans. You just come into the parking garage and tell them you're a veteran and you can park free of charge. Bring along your DD-214 and a photo ID. We'll issue you the veteran's photo ID, give you a list of the businesses that are participating. It takes about 10-15 minutes at the most, and this way you will be receiving these discounts. The incentive for the business to do this is we advertise your business free of charge. My website gets about 1,000 hits a week, so the potential for over 1,000 people of seeing your business is there. Also, every veteran gets a list of all the businesses participating. They get it when they come into the office, and we email them to them every 3 to 4 weeks so that the veteran is aware of the new businesses we have. Veterans of Montgomery County, please come into our office. It would be my honor to shake your hand and thank you for your service to our country.
Welcome back to 1180 WFYL. It's a new day. You can call in at 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255, or 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. We're with Michael Novak, who is a certified financial planner and a charter member of Kingdom Advisors and is executive director of Life Stewardship Advisors. We have him in studio with us this morning, telling us about what a full potential is and what he can do. Again, part of our spotlight highlighting businesses and ministries in the community that are getting involved and addressing needs in the community and that you yourself may even want to become a part of. So, Michael, again, good morning on the program. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Michael.
So, we were talking a little bit off air about this idea of full potential. And one of the things that we brought up was, while people may have an idea of what their full potential may be,
that oftentimes that can be different than what God has in store, and we don't always know that. So when you talk about someone reaching their full potential, are you talking about more of just coming alongside of them, helping them along that journey, even though they may not necessarily know where God is leading them? Because we were kind of talking about that full potential really being what God's plan is for your life.
Right. And when you think about God being at the center of this, it's really important to understand the work of the Holy Spirit. That's not us. We are facilitators. And even from the standpoint of the process, we actually do have a practical process. It's not perhaps the only one, but it is a workable one because it's based on Jesus Christ's paradigm, as I mentioned before. You talked about full potential. There's two things involved that people get a little hung up on: calling and full potential. Full potential, we don't need to. I'll address that here. You know, God's ways, His plans, His thoughts, His ideas are above ours. We don't really know where that is. There's so much reference in Scripture about things that are not understandable to us. We shouldn't worry about that. The same, too, is with full potential, except in this concept, that it is really an unreachable type of thing. It's not something, however, that should intimidate us or scare us. It actually should energize us. It should give us like an impetus to see that there's so much more that we can do that we didn't think we were capable of doing. And that's what full potential is. You think about Bill Bright, Campus Crusade for Christ. You know, the things that he started that he just never let God stop working in his lives. And the limitations, I mean, if you studied that, you would see multiple ministries that grew out of multiple ministries in that concept. Bill Bright actually sprinted to the finish line. Even his health, God gave him his best health at the end. I also wanted to address this thing of calling, because sometimes we get hung up on that there are only a select few of people who are called. I believe that the Scriptures teach us that at the point of our conversion, we have those three things: a calling, salvation from eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Those three combined is what gives us direction as to where God wants to take us. And you mentioned, Michael, maybe off air, I don't remember if you just did it now, but oftentimes we have ideas that we think we should be doing, but it doesn't seem to pan out. And that's because I think there are these three points. We do agree with the Scripture. I think most people, I could sit down in any room, you know, whether it doesn't matter where you're at in life, but we agree that God's got a plan and a purpose for your life. We also can understand this concept about that He intends for us to reach our full potential through that. But why isn't it easy to get clarity on plan and purpose if we understand those concepts? And I think it's because of these points. Point A, we don't understand the calling in our lives. And that's why I brought up that point of calling. There are three calls in our lives: the call to salvation, the call to discipleship, and the unique call and the purpose, the plan and purpose for our lives. You've got to be a follower of Christ in order to be a disciple. And you have to be a disciple to allow the Holy Spirit to work in your lives to give you clarity on plan and purpose. That's the first part. Letter B is we don't really understand life stewardship principles. And the third is that we don't make application. And that's where we focus our entire teaching through Life Stewardship Advisors. It's also important to understand that, people say, okay, I can grasp this, but I'm going to give you one quick exercise that anybody could do. Just at one point in your life, just throw out on the table all the things that matter to you. Remember I mentioned those components: material, financial, physical, whatever. Throw them out on the table and start to sift through those to see what are the ones that are most important that are manifesting themselves today. Begin at that point. Because getting clarity on plan and purpose is a process. It's not something that comes real easy.
So why then there are many people that seem to be falling short of reaching their goals? And sometimes their goals may not necessarily be what God wants for them. Their goals may be something completely different. God may have a different idea of where they want to be, where they need to be. Why do some people feel like they're falling short of reaching those goals?
Well, I think it goes back to the same thing that I mentioned. But let's start with this. It starts with the heart. And if God's working at your heart and saying that I have a bigger and better plan for you, and I do want you to reach your full potential through that, we've got to start someplace, you know, sitting back. So sometimes, you know, we have goals, which are excellent. Most people don't even set goals, and even less of those even ever execute them. But if we get going on something, oftentimes it's more self-centered than it is God-centered. But that's okay. It's a first good start. And that's the way I would tell you. You have to understand it's a process. And if you remember early on when I told you there's sort of like a training and a coaching stage, well, that's where you need somebody to come by and help you. I was listening to a pastor recently about as long as human beings are on earth, we are here to instruct others, just like the way Paul wrote to Timothy as a young pastor. In the very same way, we at Life Stewardship Advisors have some real learnables, some concepts that are deeply rooted in the principles of God, and good application really gets you to that point of reaching full potential.
So what are those areas, I guess, that you would say of stewardship, like Life Stewardship Advisors has in their name?
Right. Well, as I mentioned earlier, it's not just about money, but and I believe that there are at least these seven areas. I don't say that there's less. You can have more than this, but these components absolutely have to be dealt with from the standpoint of stewardship. Yes, money is one. Possessions is another. Health is a third. The time that we have, the talents, which relates to what our particular vocation is, relationships, and then the spiritual resources where God is at the center of this. We do have all responsibility, and this actually holds that, coming back to that scripture in Ephesians, to live a life worthy of the calling we have received, which is to balance the scales within God's plan and purpose for our lives. And, you know, you can sort of think about this. Not any one of those sections is exactly the same. Different seasons of life are going to have different emphasis. But that's the true aspect about life stewardship planning. It will be constantly in flux and we'll be able to constantly adjust to it.
So how can people get in touch with you or your office? And if they want to basically contact you for these different services to kind of have someone be alongside of them in this journey, I guess you
right.
could say.
Yeah, you bet. Well, you should either call or email our office and talk to my resource specialist, Nancy Meyer. We have upcoming courses, everything having to do with training on full potential. Yes, we just had finished a 6-week full potential course. So we do that often. Do that a couple times a year. We are going to be starting a 4-hour shortened version of that course on June the 20th. It's the morning. It's a Saturday morning, actually, on June the 20th. It's going to be at Lancaster Bible College. Right. I'm sorry. It's going to be at Lancaster Bible College in Lancaster. www.lifestewardshipadvisor.com. Where's that full potential? All right. And then, Russ, look at for inside on the site, you should look at the resource wheel about full potential steward and fullpotentialsteward.com.
Okay. And then you're going to basically be helping people reach their full potential and coming alongside them and being able to be that vehicle, I
right.
guess.
You know, and you said it exactly right, Michael. We just come alongside. We are facilitators. As I mentioned before, we cannot do the work of the Holy Spirit. It's even distinct. One of the distinctives of what we do is we pray with our clients. But that's important. We pray with, not just for, because they have to do their part. I can't do this for them.
And, you know, I could imagine being a financial advisor that you find yourself having more influence in people's life than you realize at times.
Yeah, absolutely. If you were a fly on the wall, you would learn some of the most intimate, powerful information about people, which, of course, has to remain inside that, you know, inside that office. But that's true. People will open up more than anything else And that's why this is a perfect segue to talk about some of these things that matter.
Again, could you just give the contact information if people would like to get in contact with you there, Michael?
www.fullpotentialsteward.com. Our office is at area code 717-560-2813. Nancy Meyer is the resource specialist. Also, www.lifestewardshipadvisors.com. And have a great day. Reach your full potential.
If you're looking for a healthy treat today, why not head down to TCBY Frozen Yogurt? It's located in the King of Prussia Mall, the Plaza section opposite L.L. Bean. They have shakes and smoothies and hot fudge sundaes and, yes, even mint chocolate chunk frozen yogurt. And if you tell them you're a listener of WFYL, receive a 10% discount. So today, why not? Head on down to TCBY Frozen Yogurt, located in the King of Prussia Mall.
Everyone wants to live, work, and play in a clean and green environment. Join thousands of volunteers from across Pennsylvania for this year's Great American Cleanup of PA. Pick up litter along a local waterway, organize a neighborhood cleanup, or help plant flowers or trees in a nearby park. There are lots of ways to get involved. Learn how at gacofpa.org. Together, we can keep Pennsylvania beautiful.
Can you help me with this new Common Core assignment? I'm supposed to read all about global warming and how we're polluting the air just by breathing. I held my breath 10 times today because I don't want to hurt those poor polar bears.
Oh, honey, don't you worry. There are 4 times as many polar bears now than when I was a kid. You can breathe safely because you're not polluting anything. That's just another government scheme cooked up to tax and control people.
But it's right here in my Common Core book, Grandma. I'll get a bad grade if I say that. What shall I do?
Get Common Core out of your state. If you would just make this your project, you could change the country.
Learn more about the federal Common Core and PA Core standards and call your representatives today and ask them to stop the national takeover of education. Go to knowpacommoncore.com or call Richard at 484-678-2236. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message.
With God's hand upon him, Nehemiah pursued the impossible. Rebuild broken walls, repair burned gates, restore a lost national identity. But Nehemiah had what few leaders have, a vision bigger than himself and a faith in God that wouldn't waver. Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network. At PPN, we encourage pastors to set their vision high, focus on God's calling and God's equipping, and boldly lead their people forward. Whether opposed by people, circumstances, or discouragement, Nehemiah did what godly leaders do. He went to his knees in prayer. He repented for his sins and the sins of the people. He beseeched God to hear the prayer of his servants who feared his name. Then he encouraged the people to work. Despite the opposition, the walls were rebuilt, gates repaired, identity found, and the worship of God restored. And you can do the same. I'm Sam Rohr, president of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network.
Sign up as a partner and learn more about us at papastors.net.
Welcome back to the program. 610-539-TALK is the number to call. 610-539-TALK or 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180. Toll free. We just had Michael Novak in for a spotlight with Life Stewardship Advisors, and they do financial advising for the different goals you believe that God is directing you toward in your life, to be able to give you wheels to do that. So you go ahead and get in contact with him. We were talking about the information which you can do that. It's Life Stewardship Advisors. And let's move on with the different aspects of the news here. That was, again, for our spotlight portion of the program. I'd like to go ahead and highlight different, events or different ministries and businesses that are involved in your community and how important they are and what they do. And Life Stewardship Advisors is one of those. So go ahead, get in touch with them. Now, we're talking about Baltimore here. And I was reading from an article on Fox News before about the situation in Baltimore. I will continue to read because there are some different cultural influences that are taking place here. During Gray's funeral Monday, police released a statement saying that the department had received a, quote, credible threat that three notoriously violent gangs are now working together. Welcome to the program, 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255. Toll free, you could call in at 1-877-667-1180. That's 1-877-667-1180 or 610-539-TALK locally, 610-539-TALK. And we're talking about Freddie Gray and the situation in Baltimore. We just had actually in Michael Novak, who's with Life Stewardship Advisors. If you want to get in contact with them, they could help you, give you the vehicles for which maybe God is calling you to do different things in your life and calling you to be a good steward of. They could help you do that. Get in contact. That's Life Stewardship Advisors. We just had Michael Novak on the air with us, who is executive director with them. And now we're moving on to different elements in the news. We're talking about Freddie Gray in Baltimore. And I'm reading an article from FoxNews.com. There's an important part to this story that needs to be reported. And it was a group of ministers who were linking arms, getting together to quell the violence and the violent protesters. I want to tell you about that story. It's a tremendous story about how ministers were getting involved in the community and doing what's right. Doing what's right in order to stand against the anger. Here's Fox News. On Monday night, Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings and about 200 others, including ministers and mostly men, marched arm in arm through a neighborhood littered with broken glass, flattened aluminum cans, and other debris in an attempt to help calm the violent outbursts as they got close to a line of police officers. The marchers went down on their knees after the ministers got back on their feet. They walked until they were face to face with the police officers in a tight formation and wearing riot gear. Thank you, ministers, who are working to quell the violence. And they were, again, arm in arm through the neighborhood that probably looked like a war zone. If we read earlier in the article, later Monday night, a massive fire erupted in East Baltimore that a mayoral spokesman initially said was connected to the riots. Just above that line of text, by the way, is a picture of a burned-out police car. He later texted an AP reporter saying officials are still investigating whether there is a connection. The Mary Harvin Transformation Center was under construction and no one was believed to be in the building at the time, said the spokesman, Kevin Harris. The center is described online as a community-based organization that supports youth and families. Kevin Johnson, a 53-year-old resident of the area, said the building was to have been earmarked for the elderly. Dante Hickman, pastor of a Baptist church that has been helping to develop the center, shed tears as he led a group prayer near the firefighters who fought the blaze. My heart is broken because somebody obviously didn't understand that we were for the community. Somebody didn't understand that we were working on behalf of the community to invest when nobody else would, he said. The focus of the rioting later shifted back to Mondawmin Mall as people began looting clothing and other items from stores, which had become unprotected as police moved away from the area. About 36 officers returned trying to arrest looters, but driving many away by firing pellet guns and rubber bullets. And again, then we come down to the story of the ministers, along with Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings, marching arm in arm. As they got close to a line of police officers, going down to their knees in an attempt to quell the violent protests. Thank you. Thank you, ministers of the faith, for doing that. Because we need a voice that unites us and that heals. Over to Ukraine now for your Ukrainian update. Russia now waging a cyber war against Ukraine. Experts and pundits say that cyber warfare is happening, and it makes sense, but it's very hard to prove. This is from NPR.org. A news report adds to the body of evidence charging that the Russian military is waging a sustained cyber campaign against Ukrainian military and law enforcement agencies. And the purpose is to extract a steady stream of classified documents that can aid violence and on-the-ground combat. A sustained campaign targeting military. Looking Glass, a security firm based in Arlington, Virginia, publishes a report today documenting a real-life instance of a cyber war campaign. CEO Chris Coleman says the attacks are persistent but not sophisticated. We're not claiming we found some big exploit in the Windows operating system. We tracked malware that was in emails, and it shows full-scale coordination. Remember to always keep your hearts and prayers, not only right here in our nation, but aimed towards Ukraine. And I apologize for not having a daily facepalm, something to lighten the mood today, but today's a rather tremendous day. May we remember in all these things, whatever decision the Supreme Court renders, whatever may fall in Baltimore tonight, may we remember, above all these things, that there is a right in this world, and it's worth fighting for. Remember that that right is always Jesus Christ, and always will be, always and forever. I'm Mike Levins. Thank you for listening to the program. It's a new day. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Same time, same place.